Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Living the Good Life, as we try to do. And right now it's time to bring on Paxton Quigley with a great segment, Cannabis Healing. Good morning, Paxton. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing fine, and guess what? I'm in Miami right now, and I want to say hello to all of our Cannabis Healing listeners around the world. But first, I'd like to remind our listeners that my novel, it's a thriller called Just Try Me. It looks at sex trafficking. It's available on Amazon.com. So again, Just Try Me. Also, we'd like to thank our sponsors, the Tikkun Olam. They're world leaders in cannabis research and production. Tikkun Olam's hemp-based CBD, Tikkun Hemp, is now available online at TikkunHemp.com. And I'll spell that. It's TikkunHemp.com. Now, today's topic is Veterans Day. Numerous organizations and individuals are displaying 22 American flags or taking up the 22 push-up challenge. Now, why 22? Because an estimated 22 military veterans commit suicide every day. And research tells us that the most common medical problems facing veterans include PTSD, which is post-traumatic stress disorder, depression, and suicide. So with us today to talk about this tragic situation is Aaron Augustus. He's a U.S. Army veteran who served in Iraq in 2013. Hello, Aaron, and how are you doing today?
Hi, Paxton. I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on.
Let's jump right in because we've got lots to talk about. Now, first, tell me, why did you start your organization, and how do you interact with other veterans organizations out there?
Thank you for asking. Yeah, I started the Veterans Cannabis Group in 2016. The reason why is because of my military service while in the Army. I went to Iraq in 2003. And from there, I experienced a high level of stress. And when I came back to Northern California, I found that cannabis helped calm me down and helped treat my combat-related PTSD. And so several years later, 13 years later, I finally started the Veterans Cannabis Group to advocate for the medicinal use of cannabis for combat-related PTSD and other service-connected disabilities.
Tell me who you work with.
The Veterans Cannabis Group is an advocacy group. We work with other veteran advocacy organizations in California and across the nation, essentially working together to pool our resources, to unite our voice, to help veterans get jobs, employment opportunities in the cannabis space, and really educate them about the alternative medicines that are available, specifically medicinal cannabis.
Now tell me, how many veterans do you think are currently smoking marijuana or using CBD or hemp oil in the United States? Are there any figures?
I can tell you that there's 22 million veterans approximately in the United States and about 2 million in California where I live. I would say that there's a very high percentage, maybe 30-60% of veterans who have PTSD or some type of service-connected disability are consuming it probably on a daily basis. I don't know the exact numbers. A lot of veterans don't want to come out and speak about it, which will lead into some fear factors about losing VA benefits if you are caught using cannabis, for example, in your urine.
Now, what I want to ask you is, even though, let's say, a veteran is in California, it's legal to use marijuana there, will the VA go after you if they find marijuana in a test?
It really depends on the VA that you're attending, that you're part of, specifically VA hospital, because even though in California you have legal medical cannabis and adult use cannabis use, I have veteran friends that has to have a doctor's recommendation in order to continue to receive some of the medical treatment that they're getting from the VA, which is kind of doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But there are other, there are veterans. So, for example, if he didn't have his doctor's recommendation from an outside doctor, which is the only way you can get a doctor's recommendation outside of the VA medical system, so that means the veteran is going out of pocket to pay for it. So now the veteran, if you don't have that doctor's recommendation, you are subject to possibly being removed from type of from the services maybe that you're using, or there is a possibility of it, especially when it comes to crossing with other medications like opioids, for example.
Interesting. Now, is there research going on at the VA in terms of cannabis? What's happening there?
So currently there is what's called the VA Medical Research Act, and that was introduced on January 17th of this year. It's still in the first stages of the legislation process, but essentially what it would do is it would direct the Secretary of Veterans Affairs to carry out a clinical trial of the effects of cannabis on certain health outcomes of adults with chronic pain and post-traumatic stress disorder and for other purposes. So we have to continue to work on this bill and make sure that it gets passed, which would enable the VA to start doing these types of trials, medical trials. Right now, they're not allowed to. However, there has been privatized, there's been other research that has happened specifically with Dr. Sue Sicily, who recently, earlier this year, completed the first DEA and FDA authorized approved study using the federal cannabis grown at a University of Mississippi for veterans for combat-related PTSD. And she's that is currently under peer review and will be released, I believe, later this year or earlier next year.
Are you feeling, shall we say, positive about her results, or you can't even say?
I'm feeling that I already know that it has medicinal effects for specifically PTSD. The problem with the study that she did is that the cannabis came from University of Mississippi, which is a very low-grade, very poor cannabis. Some of it even have mold on it. It's terrible versus California standards. It's not even on the same chart. It's basically smoking hemp versus, you know, a cannabis bud that has 25, 30% THC levels in it. So that is the problem, and I think that was probably, you know, known as one of the variables that were affected. If you have a bad substance, bad cannabis, of course it's going to throw off your results. If she was able to use, for example, California grown, outdoor grown, clean pesticides, the standards that are out there today, the results would have been completely different. And I don't know the results, but I know that that is a factor, a negative factor. And that's nothing to do with her or the veterans. It has to do with the supply that she was mandated to use because it was a federal study, or she was authorized by the FDA and the DEA, so she can only use basically where the only place you can get federally grown cannabis, University of Mississippi.
I have to say, that's a crying shame, because that's not going to give a good evaluation at all. What do you think will happen after that? Will veterans be upset for any reason, or will it be maybe good because it has low THC, so there won't be any effects? What do you think about that?
Well, we'll have to wait and see what the results are, but I do think that to really do a true study, we should just regroup and try again, and even try to privatize do a clinical study, get some private money, private doctors involved, et cetera, and use high-grade California-grown cannabis. That's what I think we should do.
Now, tell me, what type of events do you have coming up in the next couple of months that would interest our listeners, especially our veterans and the families of veterans.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have the Veterans Cannabis Summit coming up at the Cal Expo in Sacramento on February 29th, Sacramento, California, February 29th. It's the leap year. And essentially what we're going to do is we're going to invite different veteran advocacy groups that are out there. We're going to all get together. We're going to have some panel discussions. Dr. Sue Sisley, who I mentioned did the study, she'll be there. We'll have some legislators there. I know Fiona Ma is going to be there, the secretary of, the treasurer of California. And some other legislators will be there. We're going to have a job fair section. So part of our mission is to get veterans employment into the cannabis industry. So we will have a job fair there. We'll have a staffing agency there, and some companies looking to hire veterans, cannabis-related and non-cannabis-related. And we'll have some networking and, you know, on-site consumption is our goal. And it should be a good networking event and learning place for veterans, as we do have a VA representative that will be there on a panel to discuss and explain the VA policy for veterans who are using medical cannabis and are using the VA services as well.
Well, I wish we could keep talking, but time is up, and I appreciate so much that you've come on the air.
Thank you so much, Paxton. Appreciate it.
Sure. Well, folks, that's all for today, and we'd like to wish all of our veterans the very best in all you do, and we thank you for your service. And to hear this broadcast and others, you can go to Cannabis Healing on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn by searching my name, Paxton Quigley. Stay healthy, balanced, and stay in touch. I'm Paxton Quigley.